And welcome to the Elite Coup Studios podcast, episode 25, Freeware Game Review. Whoa. I don't know what number this is anyway, hang on. Destino! Hello, hello, and welcome. I'm Nick Korn.
I'm Will Lasser.
And I'm Paul DePastina.
And welcome to the Elite Coup Studios podcast, Freeware Game Review, episode 25, Dip Rip. Die in pieces, rest in peace.
It's a terrible name.
Die in pain, rest in peace.
Whatever.
Pie in rain, death release.
And we're playing it at RPI, so...
Dip, rip, RPI?
Yeah.
It's auto-duel, or twisted metal, or whatever, better, and multiplayer, and source.
Yeah.
You can call it that shooty car game if you want. It's probably a better name.
Right. Okay, so... This is sort of like different from what we usually do because it's a mod rather than a straight up free game.
Like, say, Action Quake?
Yeah. Well, no, Action Quake
is that
like,
one.
I know, but Action Quake is like a straight up free game now.
If you
get the standalone clients, I mean, yeah.
But is that technically, like, freely released now? Did they actually release that?
Yeah.
Sweet. I didn't even know that.
There's like three different clients. That's just Action Quake releases.
Cool.
You just can't find them anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. So basically, go out and get yourself some Half-Life 2. Or some Half-Life Source. Or some Counter-Strike Source.
Portal is amazing.
Portal is pretty damn good. Because, you know, Steam and Valve and Steam...
are things. They're not as good as Impulse, but they're still things.
They got this whole thing going on where it's like, you download one thing and it'll give you all of your every games ever, and you just have to pledge allegiance to them and like, give them vials of your blood once a month or something. Not true.
They do demand occasional contributions of souls.
Right.
I usually just go kill kittens and give them those.
Aw, kittens. Right. But anyway.
Dip rip.
Right, we were talking about that, weren't we?
Once you have a source engine game, you can go out and you can download Dip Rip. Dip Rip is like a source mod game thing. Right. And what it is...
is a mod.
Totally.
A source game thing.
You know Twisted Metal?
No.
I don't know Twisted Metal.
Yes, I do, but for the purposes of this discussion...
But I don't, so you guys can invite me.
What's Twisted Metal?
Yeah, I don't actually know Twisted Metal either.
Oh, okay. Twisted Metal is an old car combat series that was actually good on the PSX and then terrible on the PS2.
Right. So, it's a, it's like vehicular gunplay combat.
With cars?
Yeah.
Oh, that's vehicular.
Yeah. I don't know, does a bicycle count as a vehicular...
I think so. It's a mode of transportation. I think it's legally recognized as a vehicle.
Okay. Except there's no bicycles in this game. Because
right.
How cool as they were.
I was going to say. I was trying to figure out where I had missed the bicycles.
Oh, you're the best person ever to podcast with.
So anyway, story of the game. There's been like a nuclear or something happened.
Whatever.
There's a story.
There's no story.
Yeah.
He is extrapolating a story from the fact that there are a lot of ruined buildings everywhere.
No.
They have uranium, comrades.
When I was talking with the guys on my team, when I was on the team that none of you guys were on, I think I was talking with, like, Clix and, like, OMG, whatever his name is. They were talking about, like, apparently they got, like, two or three guys to just sit down and write an in-depth story about this game.
But where is it? It's not even on the website, I don't
think.
It's
on the website, yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I missed it.
And then, like, So anyway, basically, like, you got your cars, they're nuclear powered, but you gotta fight each other for the canisters of nuclear waste in order to power your cars. this is where the CTF game mode comes in.
Seriously?
Seriously. Yeah. That's why you're doing a uranium run.
Right. I was kind of figuring that their uranium must be powering these monster cars. I just didn't think that they'd actually bother making a story about it.
Yeah. No, it's essentially, it's Mad Max, or the Road Warrior. Yeah, it's like the Road Warrior, except replace actual gas with nuclear waste. And that's what it is. And you drive cars, and your cars...
And there's a lot of guns on them. Like, a lot.
Like, a machine gun and a chain gun. Those are different weapons in this game.
There's a machine gun turret, two chain guns mounted on the front, missile pods, and a mortar on top.
The mortar... Every car gets a mortar. And missiles. That's so not overkill. There's no such thing as overkill. And, okay, I guess stipulation is that this is still, like, a demo of this game, because they haven't finished making it yet. Like, as far as, like, the engine goes, it's pretty much, like, fully implemented, and, like this is a game, but they're
it's going to have more cars and more weapons and more maps the future.
Right now, there's three cars and the four weapons, although missiles count as three weapons, maybe?
I usually think of them as three different weapons, right, even though they occupy the same slot.
It changes so much depending on which missile type you're using.
Yeah, they're practically just three different missile weapons.
Because it's basically like the heavy missile is just like, okay, hope that they're ahead of you and then fire a lot. Whereas the light missiles are just like, just fire them and somebody will get pissed off, I guess? Unless they're already near dead, in which case they'll
die. The best part is... When someone is on fire and tries to run away, just switch to blue missiles and be like, swarm of missiles, you're fucked, and then they explode.
Oh, so fun. And then, what's the other thing?
You can't run from them.
Yeah, what are the game modes? I forget. The deathmatch, team deathmatch.
Deathmatch, team deathmatch, uranium one, and destruction.
Destruction is fun.
Destruction is very fun.
Destruction only has one map, but when it has more maps, it'll be amazing.
I don't know. I really like the one map they have, because it's just like, here's a big open field, and you have to get across it, and with a, like, okay, the cars have turbo, but in this mode, like, there's a bomb, and you have to carry the bomb to the middle of the enemy base and blow it up. And you can't turbo while you have the bomb, so everybody else has to cover you while you try to, like, go through. And there's, like, technically there's, like, three different paths, but it's really just, like, go along the right wall. Like, that's how you win.
We almost made it sneaking around the left side.
Yeah, I was playing against a guy who did it around the left once.
I was, you know, this close.
It's hard, though, because it takes, like, twice as long to get around, which is twice as many opportunities for the enemies to kill you.
But if you've been going on the right side all day and change it up going left through the tunnel, sometimes it confuses them enough.
Yeah, I know.
See, and the trick is, like, sometimes, like, I don't know. I still think you can do that mode pretty well with the heavy car.
Yeah, you can, definitely.
But it's just because, like, you know, it's like, armor. It's like, so what, they're shooting you. Hedgehog, armor car.
I think we need to back up a little bit. So these game modes we were discussing.
Right.
Deathmatch is like free-for-all. People kill each other.
It's
whoever,
deathmatch, you know.
Yeah, it's deathmatch, whatever.
Just, you're in cars.
Team deathmatch is basically the same. It's deathmatch. You're in teams. Cars. In teams. Uranium one is capture the flag. You have to go get their uranium barrel, bring it back to your base. There you go.
Yeah, and that like, I'm not a fan of team games, but with cars it's kind of fun, because I can go really fast.
It gives you a more interesting play field than just deathmatch, I think.
It does, only because I think it's sort of like...
There's more variables that affect you directly.
I don't even think it's that. I think the main thing that sets us apart from, like, a walking around shooting deathmatch game is... Basically, like, with cars, your like, direction matters, because you can only go forwards effectively, and you can't, like, strafe. So, like suddenly, like if you and the guy are going past each other, and you go past him, he can't just, like, turn around and immediately shoot you. He has to, like, like, do a handbrake turn and, like, hopefully come up and catch you and whatever.
I was going to say, the handbrake turns, if I could use them properly, then I could, theoretically. Yeah.
They're not that hard.
I know. I've never played a vehicular combat game with or any game. I don't play racing
You've
games.
You've never played any game.
I mean, any vehicular game.
Man. Okay. I still like in Gran Turismo when we were trying to do the drift mode. Because nobody can do that.
M&M's are so good. So, the car. There are three cars. Right. Mm. Good thinking.
There's a heavy car, which is called the Hedgehog, and it's heavy. He is heavy weapons car. He is heavy.
Yeah, he's very slow and doesn't turn so much and doesn't turbo so much, but pretty heavy.
But goddamn armor and heavy. Because, like, if you try to run, if you, like, you take him in the light car, like, Chaos Buggy or whatever.
Yeah.
If you run them into each other, Chaos Buggy will fly away, and the Hedgehog will just be like, what, I'm stealth. And then there's the...
The Ratmobile? The
right,
middle one?
The Ratmobile. Which is, like, the middle one, and looks like... Okay, the car is a sweet jump, basically.
You're very right.
It's kind of flat, and if you...
And it's wedge-shaped.
Yeah, so, like, no matter what other car you drive into it, you will fly away. It's just like, I thought I was running into the guy. No, I went off a sweet jump.
No, I know.
That's why I always play the Batmobile,
and I just turbo into people and flip them over and then shoot them to death.
So fun.
It's really crazy when you do that in the fast car, you ram the Ratmobile, you just spin, you do barrel rolls in the air.
Oh, it's so fun. I did that to, what was it, Killix a couple of times. Like, he was like, oh no, I have a Contanister! Contanister? I have the Contanister, get out of my way! And I was like, I'm boosting! And I just fly away when I hit him. He got mad at me.
Gotcha.
Alright, also, aside from weapons, you can ram people to death.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's like, okay, like, instead of, like, a health gauge, you just have on fire or not. So it's
well, you do have a health gauge, just who looks at that?
I know. Well, it's more important when you're trying
you
to figure out...
You have a health gauge?
Yes.
It's more important when you're trying to figure out, like, the health of other people, because it's like, one smoke trail, they're down to 3/4 health, 2 smoke trails, they're at half health, and if they're on fire, they're under 1/4 health. So basically, if you see somebody on fire, don't even bother shooting. Just hit them.
Exactly. Yeah. And the weapons are pretty well diversified. You've got the machine gun, which is like the weapon that has infinite ammo that everyone has.
Yeah.
And you can aim it all the way around your car.
Like, you can't aim directly behind you, but you still got like over 150 degree angle.
You mean over 300 degrees.
You can't
probably
turn it
more
like
half
a centimeter.
Degrees.
Right.
Like, there's just like a little 40 degree arc at the back that you can't shoot in.
Just under 2 pi radians.
Yeah, just under 2 pi radians.
And if you can't turn your car to hit something that you're aiming for, you're an idiot. You know?
I don't know.
Well, I'm not saying like not to actually hit it, but I mean to get it into that arc.
To be like, yeah. See now, and that's supposed to like the chain gun, which only fires forward. Granted, it does have, like, an auto-tracking aim kind of, like,
the chain gun is a lot more powerful than the machine gun, and it has, like, maybe a 20-degree arc in front of you that is just...
That it sort of auto-tracks.
It will, like, auto-track a target in that arc.
Is there, like, a distance limit to that? Because sometimes, like, I'll just be
not
across...
Not really. I've, like, sniped people with it before.
Yeah. Which is kind of fun. It's just, like, put an enemy in front of you and fire, and he'll blow up eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Which is where handbrake drifting comes into effect. But we'll get to that later.
And then we mentioned the 3 missiles. We've got the light missiles that do little damage and
track really well.
Yeah.
And then medium and heavy, which inverse those as you go up.
Yeah, exactly.
And medium is kind of a good like middle ground, but the big ones are so much fun. Like you just want to hit somebody with them so badly.
Well, the great part with the heavy ones, you just wait till someone crashes into a wall or screws up at driving... Whip around with the turbo and handbrake, and just fire a red rocket at them, and they die.
Yeah. Well, I don't, like I think from full health, 2 heavy missiles will kill anything.
Not except the Hedgehog.
Really? Except the Hedgehog?
Yeah, it takes 3 for the Hedgehog. There was that game I played where I used only heavy missiles to see how it worked. And I figured out the Hedgehog I couldn't kill that way.
Huh. Okay. But yeah, missiles. They're fun as hell. And then the mortar.
The mortar is also excellent.
Fun as hell. It's just really hard to use because...
Yeah, the learning curve is steep.
It's got a very steep learning curve, but if you get a direct hit with it, it's very close to instant kill, if not instant kill.
Because what it is it's like the machine gun where you can aim it all around, but what happens is that it fires in an arc, and there's like this dotted line from the top of your car in the arc that it's going to follow.
And then it paints like an X on the ground where it would hit.
Yeah. So what you're doing is basically you have to like figure out where the opponent's going to be, how long it's going to take them to get there, and then fire so that you basically have to like forecast your shots.
And also, it has a fairly large, not that large, but it has a pretty big minimum range.
Yeah.
So you can't do it to someone who's like right in front of you. You have to actually get someone who's far away if you want to mortar them.
It's difficult, but not impossible for people to camp their flags and wait for you to come to get their
yeah,
barrels.
Yeah, just keep mortars aimed at the flag. Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah. Or like on the shopping mall level where people will park on the roof and then just start mortaring an area. That's always great because then I just park right below them and mortar up at them and they die and they're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, the mortar will absolutely destroy someone if they're stupid enough to stop moving.
Yeah.
Like, if you are still, it takes half a second for someone to open mortar, aim the Red X at you, and fire.
Yeah. See, and then the biggest problem with the aiming is, like, it's like, you also have to take into effect that it moves with your car, so it's just kind of confusing when you're trying to do it with someone.
Yeah, it has a steep learning curve.
Yeah.
And I guess that sort of segues into the handling of the cars, which has been a complaint by some people.
Because this is a Source engine, so, like...
Yeah.
Like, if you remember how the cars handled in Half-Life 2, assuming you've played that, which I guess you have... How much is Half-Life 2 on Steam now?
I think it's $20 now.
$20? Or you can get,
the Episode
1,
or... Yeah, Orange Box is either 30 or 40.
Yeah.
You can get Episode 1 for 10 or whatever.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But anyway, like, Half-Life 2 is a shooting game, and then they put vehicles in it.
Well, part of the issue also, from what I've read on the different forums, is that... the way normally Half-Life 2 and most shooting games work is they have, like, prediction for how you'll move. So it has client-side movement prediction, and then it has, like, what's actually happening on the server.
Yeah.
And Half-Life in the Source engine doesn't have lag prediction for vehicles in the Half-Life engine. So all you're seeing is actually... the message going to the server saying, I'm here, then coming from the server to you to see where guys are and to see where you are, which gives a bit of a delay between hitting turn and your car actually turning.
Yeah.
And it's only more noticeable on, like, really laggy servers.
Right. And supposedly they're working on making, like, lag prediction for it. Like, the DipRip team has a bunch of threads about it on their development forums, and they're like, we're working on this. We know that the steering is an issue.
Yeah.
But really, it doesn't take that long to get used to it.
No, yeah, it's not really like as far as it goes, it's really not that bad. I mean, it's driving. I mean...
Mm-hmm. It took me a while to be able to use turbo in the fast car, because it was just so fast.
Right.
So fast!
Yeah, and your response time goes right down the drain with the added lag.
Right.
Yeah. That's what the chain guns are for.
Right. I learned that.
Like, I don't even care what the actual problem in that last statement was. That's what
the chain
guns are for.
Aim in their general direction with the chain guns and hold down the left mouse button until they explode.
Right. And then... Okay, and yeah, teamwork is really important in this game. Like, that's what I've noticed. Like, you want to play as a team and be nice to each other. And
isn't that how it is with any team game?
Pretty much, but like... I don't know. I've noticed it really a lot with this, mainly because I think it's because you can't backpedal and shoot people behind you as you're trying to escape. It really requires that you have people covering for you. So that, like if you have a container and you're up here and somebody's chasing you and shooting you with machine guns, like somebody else comes up behind them and blows them up, and then you're in the clear.
Right.
And like as long as you've got two people going in together. Even, like, the camped mortars, they can't hit both of you at once and kill both of you while you're going in to get the barrel.
Well, sometimes they can.
Sometimes.
It's really annoying when, like there's, like, four people on their team sitting at their base waiting for you to come get it, and then they just kill you as soon as you show up. You're like, oh, hi, guys. Kaboom!
Though, to be fair, that's called effective defense.
It is effective defense, but I'd rather they be out, because then I could just boost in and leave, and they're like, what happened? I'm like, I set you up the bomb.
So basically, you wish the teams you're against suck.
Yeah.
That's always fun when that happens.
And then it always sucks when you're like, you look at the scores and you have like 500 points and everybody else has less than 10 because like half of them are AFK and the other half are just dumb fucks.
I know. Mm. Like, one guy just followed me around one game shooting me the whole game. He was on my team. Friendly fire was off. You would think he would notice.
Maybe he was 4.
Probably.
Right. And since it is a Valve, since it's a game on Steam, it has built-in voice chat. Or, because it's a Source game, it has built-in voice chat. It'd be weird if something like Bejeweled 2, which is also a game on Steam, had voice chat. It's like, oh man, I put the green ones together!
Who are you talking to?
You're all noobs.
It's not a multiplayer game, man.
You're all idiots. You don't know where you're placing those. You're all noobs.
Dude, you could have had 5. You would have gotten a shiny one.
Why weren't you covering me? You should have been warning me about that green.
So I don't think we've mentioned that yet, but it is actually on the Steam Marketplace.
Yeah.
Cool new thing.
Oh, they do have... Well, like, they have, like, a bunch of mods on the marketplace, but a lot of them are just like
5.
Well, no, I was gonna like, but by on the marketplace, they mean like it just links you to their site, and you still have to download and put it yourself. Whereas this one is like it's fully Steam supported. Like they have the Steam achievements, it has like you know like effective like server finding and stuff. And like when you say install game through the Steam menu, it actually installs the game. Like it's pretty much
like a commercial game on Steam, but free. As long as you have a Source game.
That's the thing, like. Since it's, like, I wonder if they actually have plans, or, like, maybe once it's done, if they'll start thinking about, like, should we just release this as a Source game?
I could certainly see it being released as a commercial game. Mods have taken that route before.
Counter-Strike.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, Red Orchestra.
The Defeat. Ricochet. Ha!
Ah, Ricochet.
So, yeah, that's Dip Rip, pretty much. What else is there to say? Cars, fast, sweet jumps. Bombs!
Yeah, bombs are fun.
Yeah, missiles. I guess the only other thing we could really say, which is, like, the biggest thing in this thing's favor, is, like, we meant to do this podcast, like, 4 or 5 days ago.
We've been playing Dip Rip every day instead of podcasting.
That's right. So, that's pretty cool, you know? It's fun. It's addicting, and it's like...
That should say something about the game right there.
Yeah.
And why you should buy it. Well,
what?
I mean did download
you
it.
The title of the podcast?
I meant download.
Okay.
You should buy it for free.
Free is the best price.
Free is the best price. Okay, so...
Unless you give me money for downloading.
-$4. Like, download. Here's your $4. And here's your game. And here's a bag. And here's a book. It's a combo plate. You also get fried rice. Stab! Okay. So our website is leakustudios.net. There's like a film section, and there's a new video up on that YouTube channel. Because, you know, that's also what we've been doing, like, the last day. It's also why we have a bazooka. That's right. The Leaku Studios podcast. Only podcast mad enough to podcast with bazookas made out of cardboard and tinfoil. And AV connection cables. Ha ha! Unplug your bazooka!
No. Oh no, she has no scope vision.
Wait, why's my headphone jack on this too? What is this cable for?
I don't know. It's double-ended like that. I found it in my drawer one day.
That's pretty cool.
Wow.
I don't know what, why, but it's awesome.
Okay. Bazooka, this podcast is over. Bye.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel. There's a voice in my head that drives my heel. We've got a thing that I suppose, red eye love. We've got a way. song. Brand new coming on strong. The road has got me hypnotized. Speed, I'm almost there. Gotta keep cool now, gotta take care. Last car to pass, here I go. And the line of cars drove down real slow. Whoa. And the radio played that forgotten song. Brenda Lee's coming on strong. And the newsman sang his same song.
Soy sauce all over this ice cream.
Really?
That's curious.
Someone else
like, fuck, I'm lazy.